Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial here on a muggy day in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Zach Smith is making his first appearance here on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to be able to see how his music is affecting the world. If you haven't heard music from Zach before, you'll be listening to a song here called Tombs Don't Roll Back, and we also will be telling you guys how you can stay in contact with Zach as well. Zach, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, look, we're glad to have you on with us. Congratulations on the success that you've been able to have, not only, I think, in being able to share music, but also, I think, to be able, you know, to inspire people as well. When you look at this journey for you, what you've been able to do in music, what has it been like for you personally, Zach, to see the way that people seem to be getting it when it comes to your music?
When that happens, it's a great feeling. I feel like I'm doing my job correctly, and, you know, When I write music and I write words and it's coming from within me, but all art is kind of, you know, communication. So you're hoping somebody is on the end receiving it, and when it does happen, you know, it feels like that's a very good feeling, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, no matter what your profession is or what it is you love to do, I mean, to be able to have that type of a validation for something that you love definitely has to be a great thing. So, Zach, for you, when did you first realize that music was your thing? I think we all kind of know at one point or another something that just feels right for us. When did that thing recognize itself as music for you?
You know, it didn't actually happen until relatively late. I really didn't listen to music. I wasn't a big fan of music until I was about 14 or 15. And then I had a friend who turned me on to some older classic rock stuff. And then it was just like I became obsessed with it. So it was like floodgates opening. And then so around that age, 14, 15, the beginning of high school, very beginning of high school, I'd say.
Yeah. And did you find at that point, Zach, at that age and in your teens, that it was more so the words that spoke to you, or were you more affected at that time, you know, by the music and the rhythm and the beat?
It's a little of both, but I think mostly at that age, probably it was more the rhythm and the beat and that type of stuff. And I'm a big fan of like poetry and literature. So as I got older and I got more into that, you know, real writing, then lyrics started to mean a lot more to me. But I think in the beginning it was kind of, you know, it was just the feel and the emotion of it that was the main connection.
Right. Well, and, you know, and the reason, to be honest, why I asked that question, because it seems like for you now at this place that the words matter so much to you. And I was just curious if that's something that evolved, you know, or have the messages of the words always been something, you know, that you've been drawn to. So when you think about the past couple years especially, let's say just going back to 2010, if someone had told you in 2010 that you would be able to, you know, be touring, be able to, you know, have a, you know, a social networking following, you know, of thousands that are staying in contact with you, would that have been something that you would have believed?
I kind of always, when I first got into music, I always kind of dreamed big. So I guess I would have believed it. I mean, it's very, really nice that it happened, but I always kind of, getting into the music, you kind of have to really take a big leap of faith. You know, it very luckily it turned out well in those respects.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I like that you said that. I mean, I think, you know, dreaming big and thinking big definitely are, I think, key components to being able to go after your goal and to not give up on it. Do you think dreaming big and having that dream at that age, Zach, do you think that is one of the things that has also kept you consistent?
I think sure. I think, you know, the artists that I love always, you know, they had these huge epic scopes and reached a ton of people. So I think I was always drawn to that type of really, you know, thinking big stuff. I think that makes a huge impact on you when you're young, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and now you're making an impact on the lives of other people. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Zach Smith is joining us live this afternoon. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. Also, going back to the beginning, he was sharing with us, for those who didn't know, that it was actually in his mid-teens that he first kind of started really thinking into music, and then, of course, now he's able to share his own music with the world. When you think about your own music, Zach, you know, I know a lot of people hate labels. I personally hate labels as well, but do you have a name for the type of music, or is it just for you making music that feels good for you?
I mean, essentially, sure, yeah, it's making music that feels good. I've forced myself to have to kind of define it, because that's just the way you kind of have to approach people in the business. But so I say alternative Americana. I'm influenced by a lot of like roots type music, you know. So I guess Americana, and but also you know, kind of rock too. So alternative Americana, I guess.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Now, I'd asked you the question earlier about, you know, if I'd asked you in 2010, you know, would you have expected all of this? I want to ask you about one of the things that people are able to see. You have a Facebook fan page, as I mentioned. You have, you know, thousands that are staying in contact with you there. Of course, one of the things that we see there is a picture of you in a live performance. Talk to us about that, because I've heard artists talk about it. I'm definitely not a recording artist myself, so I can't speak for this. You know, I have to kind of, you know, go to you for this. But I have to imagine that there's definitely a difference between being in a studio and being up on stage where there's eyes on you, and, you know, and there's that whole thing. What does that feel like for you? I mean, when you're in that experience, when you're able to kind of bring it all together on that stage, can you explain what that feels like?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm generally pretty shy person. So when I'm on stage and the band is and everything's going right, and, you know, everyone's playing tight, it's, you know, the audience is into it, I feel like I'm the best me that I am. You know, it's me at my best, and everything else, you know, in the regular day is just leading up to that, even if it's just for one song of the set. But that's me, my best self is up there, and that's, you know, it's a great feeling. It doesn't always happen, you know, for a whole show or the whole set, but when it does, it's great. You know?
But you know what? I like the way you express it. The best you that you are. And I think, you know, who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to be able to get that feeling? You know, you mentioned, you know, that this is what you wanted. So you're getting what you wanted. Was part of what you wanted also to be able to influence? Because with, I think, anybody who's in a public platform like what you do, you're going to have people who look at you and say, well, if that Zach Smith can do that, that I want to be able to do that, just as you were influenced at 14, 15 by others. Have you gotten used to that aspect? You know, fans are one thing, but individuals who actually look at you as an example of what's possible for them, Zach.
I think that's a great honor for if I could touch people in the same way that the artists that I love, you know, touched me, I know that, you know, the music that I grew up with and really touched me, like, you know, it helped me get through my teens, and it helped me become, you know, it was like a safe haven when I wasn't feeling great about whatever. And, you know, if you can impact people in that way, I think you're doing, you know, a good thing, or you're trying to do a good thing at least, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing continues to go on. As I mentioned earlier, the single we're going to be listening to here is Tombs Don't Roll Back. Now, from what I remember, this single initially was released in June, is that right? Around June?
Yes, that is. Yeah.
Okay. So take us into the single, Zach. What is the single about?
I think on a main level, it's about saying to someone, you know, you and me have been talking about, like, dreaming big. So I think it's saying to someone, maybe that you're in a relationship with or something along those lines that, you know, you're never, this is never going to be enough for me. I have like kind of bigger dreams. And, you know, this is who I am. I'm not going to, you know, I love you, but I'm always going to want more than this. So that's, I think that's the main thing. And the phrase tombs don't roll back. You can look at it positive or negative, but you can say, you know, this is the life I want. This is my tomb. This is my tomb. If it's good or bad, this is what I am. You know.
All right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single, here it is. Here's Zach Smith with Tombs Don't Roll Back. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us. Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, and online through blogtalkradio.com. We've been speaking with Zach here, not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Zach, if you had to kind of think about what you hope people, when they think about you and think about your music, what do you hope they're able to think about you as an artist when they hear your music?
I hope that they hear that I'm trying to be as genuine as possible, and I'm trying to speak to someone for about how I really feel, and I'm not putting anyone on,
Okay, all right. Well, I think one of the great things about conversations like this, Zach, is that you are, an example to a lot of people as to what is possible for them. And I think that is what, is so great about it. You're doing something that you love, something that you've always wanted to do. And now, of course, other people are able to benefit from it by not only great music, but also by the example as well. Zach, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can support the music as well.
You can go to my website at zachsmithband.com, and it's Zach with spelled Z-A-K, Zach with a K, zaksmithband.com.
All right, so make sure you guys go there, zachsmithband.com. And then, of course, Zach is on Twitter, like the rest of us, at zachsmithband is where you guys can find him there. And then there's the Facebook fan page. Just look
right,
up
yes.
Zach Smith.
Yeah, yes.
All right. Well, congratulations to you again, Zach, on the success of the music and also being able to be, as you said, to be, the best representation of yourself that you can be. And I think that is, a great thing for anyone to be able to do. Last question I have for you, I shared with you before we went live here. If there is a scripted question, this is the one that I think I do ask everyone because I think everyone has something to add. What advice would you give to anybody out there? For you, it came at the age of 14 or 15, but what advice would you give to anyone out there, Zach, about the importance of, realizing their passion and being true to that passion?
I think it's important that if you have a vision for something, no matter any other expert, if you have a vision, you're the only person that is able to see that vision, and you should have trust in yourself that if you're creating something, listening to other people's advice is fine, but just remember that they can't see or hear what you can hear. And you have a direct line to that, and to trust yourself in that way.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great advice, and you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. Zach, again, thank you so much for taking out the time. I know you've been busy, but I appreciate you taking out the time to come on the show this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. Zach Smith again, everyone. ZachSmithBand.com is where you guys can go for all things Zach Smith and also to be able to support the music. Again, for those listening online, the single you guys heard here is Tombs Don't Roll Back. So make sure you take advantage of being able to get the new single as well. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places, and we did you guys a favor and tag Zach on both as well. So if you head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb, you'll see the link there for this interview. You click on that link, you can go and listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find at the bottom of the media player there. That's going to do it for us for this edition of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our program. Make it a great afternoon.